presidency of a con man, 9:59 a.m. 16 November 2020. Audio preview. Trump investigations, Google News, Michelle Goldberg, the post-presidency of a con man, Salt Lake Tribune. The pro-Israel progressive movement notches a win, Bloomberg. Quint. Abu Dhabi's Etihad announces direct flights to Israel with ad featuring Second Temple, Haaretz.com. US, another country pressuring Pakistan to recognize Israel, says Prime Minister Imran Khan, Haaretz.com. Researchers find coronavirus was circulating in Italy earlier than thought, Reuters. Pent-up global wish list of hopes, demands awaits Biden, ABC News. Moldova election, pro-EU candidate Maya Sandu wins presidency. Russia finds no criminal influence on journalist self-immolation death. Commercant, the Moscow Times. Putin informs Macron on stabilization of situation in Karabakh, trend news agency Al Jazeera. How will Biden, who called Putin soulless, stand up to Russia? Kiev Post, Ukraine's global voice. Kiev Post. Blessing in disguise, Putin says COVID border closures curbed drug smuggling into Russia. TASS. Arkady Rotenberg, Vladimir Putin's judo sparring partner, and his complex, multi-million-dollar divorce. The Daily Beast. Israeli police, masks making it harder to identify suspects. Disinformation election. The 7-hour itch, what the press is saying on November 16th. Worldview, Asia-Pacific trading bloc, Peru unrest, and more. Global headlines. 1 million new COVID-19 cases confirmed in U.S. in past week. President-elect Biden preparing for first days in office despite Trump denials. NATO, acting U.S. Pentagon chief discuss Afghanistan. Donald Trump, The Guardian, if this were happening in Turkey, we'd call Trump's actions an attempted coup.